From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Last year, the Department of Homeland Security deported over 150,000 undocumented immigrants. Half of them had criminal convictions. Undocumented immigrants serving time in U.S. prisons can sometimes opt for what's known as expeditious removal. It means they agree to be deported without a deportation hearing. That's what 23-year-old George Nunez decided to do when he was being tried for armed robbery. As part of a plea bargain, George was sent back to Mexico after serving 4 years in prison. Youth Radio brings us his story.
On the day I was supposed to get out of prison, the INS picked me up. They dressed me up in my parole clothes as if I was going home. They took the chains off. I had to sign these papers waiving my rights to remain in the U.S. They drove the bus right to the border and opened the gate. I was free, but I was in Mexico. Being out in Tijuana was like, I didn't know my way around. Like, when I got out, like, from the border, and we went to, like, Avenida Revolucion, there was just, like, people everywhere and like, a bunch of noise and music, and I was scared, I was paranoid, and I just, like, thought everyone was after me. Like, when people would walk towards me, I thought they were, like, out to get me and stuff. I didn't speak really good Spanish when I first got here. It was kind of like if I was a white boy, you know, speaking Spanish. If I would have been released in Los Angeles and I would have, like, went home to my mom and to my family, I would have felt free. I would have felt like I got out and I went home.
Is that battery?
That's my daughter, Cynthia Marie. She just turned 5 and I sent her a Dora the Explorer doll with a friend who was nice enough to smuggle it across the border. My friend also took Cynthia Marie a recorder so she could tape our conversation.
Hello. Fine. Dad already told my birthday is now.
When my daughter got on the phone, I was like, she said, I'm 5. And then I said, man, you must be bigger than me now, huh? Are you real tall? And she was like, no. And I was like, well, you're 5. And she was like, yeah, but.
What? How old are you?
And I was like, you know who I am? She was like, I know you. You're George.
Yeah. George.
And I said, I'm your daddy.
My dad.
And I was like, why don't you call me daddy then? And she was like, I don't know. But the truth is, like, my daughter, she doesn't really know me. And my son, like, last time I saw him was, like, when he was 2 years old. And, you know, their mother's raising them.
I just want, I want you to start helping me now, you know? Because Mijo wants to go to football now, but it's $200 and I can't. And the sign-ups are this month.
Lupita and I, we broke up a long time ago, but she still needs my help to support my kids.
So if you could send me some money, you know, to help out.
Let me tell you what it's like to send money to L.A. from Tijuana. Wait, if I want to send them $20, I need another $15 to send them to Western Union because it costs, like, you know, just for the transfer, it costs, like, $15. And I make, like, $70 a week. So, I mean, that barely gets me by, you know, food, transportation, and everything. So it's kind of hard.
Okay, as soon as I can.
There's so many families that are divided in two, and they can't see each other. Like, my mother's still an illegal immigrant, even after 20 years of living over there, and there's no way that we'll be able to see each other again. Unless there's, like, some kind of place where there's, like, immunity, where families can come from both sides of the border with no questions asked, and you can, like, meet at the border in, like, a building or something and hug and kiss and see each other and visit with each other. When I had Mexican kid and stuff.
It's more bigger.
It's bigger? It's almost been a year since I got deported over here.
American.
And, like, my Spanish is I still sound like a white boy sometimes, and people notice it a lot. I live, like, up in the hills, like you would think of, like, the Wild Wild West or something like that. It's, like, all dirt, and the houses are all made of secondhand wood, like, sent over here from California. And I don't like the way I'm living right now, but these are, like, the consequences, and now I'm choosing to better my life. I live at the bottom of these hills that divide, you know, California from Tijuana, and I want to climb them one day with my son and, you know, explain everything to him so maybe that, you know, he would understand one day.
George Nunez's story was produced by Youth Radio's International Desk in association with National Geographic.